This is the audio meditation for Good Friday. Between two others, Jesus and the thieves. Again, the spaciousness of this Holy Week has allowed me to step away from the beautiful liturgies of my tradition, the chanted solemn collects, the reading of the Passion in such a way that moves on relentlessly without pause to think or breathe or reflect. And music, from ancient hymns to monastic responds, to spirituals carrying their own historical dark sadness and shattering beauty. Without that structure, I'm open to new emotions, and the emotion I'm feeling this week is the one I suppress more than any other: anger. I'll comment on that later. As I write this meditation, I ask, what biblical figure might offer an icon to look through to the scene on Calvary? So far, we've had someone to focus on: Mary of Bethany, the beloved disciple, Peter, the comforting angel of Gethsemane. But who shall we look to on this day? Simon of Cyrene, who was compelled to carry the cross of Jesus on the way to Golgotha? Veronica, who wiped his sweating and bleeding face with her veil? The disciples, hiding in terror? The women who wept, who followed him, along with Mary, Mary Magdalene, and the beloved disciple, staying faithful at the foot of the cross? For many, their way into the grief of Good Friday is through Jesus' mother, Mary. But traditional Marian devotions can become so sentimentalized, they deflect away from Mary's own primal horror, as well as the horror of the crucifixion. And I understand not wanting to look at the cross directly, because to do so is to see the suffering of humanity around the world in the suffering of Christ, and it is too much to bear. And this is why I'm angry. I'm angry right now because it's so hard to get news of the suffering of the Rohingya people barely surviving on the border of Bangladesh and Myanmar, the Uyghur Muslim population interned in China, the unnecessary starvation in Yemen, the appalling refugee camps all around the Mediterranean and on borderlands between countries in Africa, and on my own country's southern border. And while the world is not watching, the ramping up of arrests of dissidents and innocents, the exploitation of the vulnerable, the grabbing and grasping, the deception, the exploitation, the violence, the methodical stripping of human rights, the tearing down and burning and bulldozing and squandering of diminishing resources, the stealthy loosening of already modest gains in protecting us from our own pollution, outright stealing of air for short-term gain, and so much more. You should see what I have cut from this meditation. And you may legitimately ask, why do you want to know about suffering in faraway places when there is so much suffering here at home, especially right now, when this first crest of the waves of COVID-19 virus is killing so many people in your own country daily? And I'm angry about that too, and it is uppermost in my thoughts. I am especially angry because so much of this suffering could have been prevented had we prepared, and there is no excuse for it. Have human beings ever been so willfully short-sighted and foolish? anger. What is this anger all about? I think it is the fundamental upheaval that Jesus puts us up against. Wash one another's feet. Love one another. Let them be one as we are one. The core of Jesus' teaching points out the gross misunderstanding by which we live. We tend to believe that we are not in this together, that the suffering we inflict upon one another is me versus them, and that we even need a them to motivate us to succeed, that my life will be better if another suffers more. It's the them being crucified. Mark and Matthew's gospel says that Jesus was crucified between two robbers. Death finds Jesus still in the company of sinners. He was numbered among the transgressors. Were they sinners, though? If they were thieves, it is probably because they were powerless, disenfranchised in some way, perhaps trying to feed their families in a time of oppression, of cultural and social degradation, and state terror. If they are not thieves, as in John's gospel, which just says Jesus was crucified between two other men, perhaps they had chafed against the system of oppression just as Jesus did. Luke's gospel gives us a good thief and a bad thief. Although I love the so-called good thief named Dismas in Christian tradition, and I often pray or chant his prayer, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," and I think that it might have been a comfort to Jesus that this stranger, with his last precious gasping breaths, acknowledges Jesus, defends him, and prays, and that it was probably a comfort to Jesus to have the opportunity to console the good thief with the words, "Today you will be with me in paradise." I'm not sure it is helpful, especially this year, to underscore that one thief is good and the other bad. All four Gospels say that Jesus was between the other men, and, rather redundantly, that the men were on his right and on his left. Jesus is with them together, the three of them, all of them suffering. We are all three. All three represent our humanity at the hands of our inhumanity. I give the last word again to Carol Hauslander, the end of a prayer in her Meditations on the Stations of the Cross. She says, "Do not give me tears to shed at the feet of the crucifix while they blind me to Christ crucified, unwept for, in the souls of sinners and in my own sinful soul." And here's a reflection question. What emotion comes up for you this particular Good Friday? How is it different today than other years? And I'll also end with one of those solemn collects that I mentioned earlier that is part of the Episcopal liturgy. Gracious God, the comfort of all who sorrow, the strength of all who suffer. Let the cry of those in misery and need come to you, that they may find your mercy present with them in all their afflictions. And give us, we pray, the strength to serve them for the sake of him who suffered for us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.